15 years ago, Jim Barker's wife came home from an Ohio County fair and told him she'd found their calling.
She said, "I just fell in love with an animal and I think we ought to get a couple of them." And I said, "Well, what are they called?" And she said, "Alpaca." And I said, "Al what? I'd never heard of an alpaca."
The Barkers did a little research and learned that alpacas are extremely easy to care for, and easy on the environment, too. Four of the animals, which stand about a meter high at the shoulder, can easily be raised on half a hectare. They can eat much rougher vegetation than cattle or sheep, and don't challenge fences or tear up pastures like other livestock.
What happened was that we ended up buying four animals in 1996, and in 1999, I walked away from my corporate job and started doing alpacas full time.
The Barkers are among more than 4,000 American alpaca breeders, who've helped to increase the herd to close to 150,000 animals, worth more than $50 million annually. Each of those highly prized animals is microchipped, so they can be tracked and their owners identified. Barker explains that before alpaca breeders can enter a competition, their animals must be screened.
So I've just gone through a process here of they're making sure that these animals are the ones that I say that I have and that they're microchipped correctly.
Unlike in South America, North American alpacas are not raised for meat. Bill Pierce with the Indiana Alpaca Invitational says most breeders view their animals as a cross between pet and moneymaker.
The benefits of alpaca, it's primarily all of its fiber. It's softer than wool, rated pretty close to cashmere or merino wool. Comes in 22 natural colors.
All those colors are on display here at the Indiana Alpaca Invitational, one of the many competitions that takes place all over the country every spring. Judge Brenda Barboza says the animals are ranked on fleece and conformation, as well as color.
A male, you like to look like a male, you know, very strong, very a lot of presence, very proud, the way they walk, good, well-boned, good conformation. And they're bringing in a good fleece on top of that. So it's an all-around animal.
There are two breeds of alpacas. Almost all American animals are Wakayas. They have a fuzzy, sheep-like appearance. The other 10% are Suris, a breed with long, dread-like cords of fleece. The fibers are often blended in textiles, but that doesn't stop owners of the different breeds from being strictly divided. Rick Stumpf of Prairie Lake Alpacas in Maryland is a Suri man.
And with that long, flowing locks, the Suri is just beautiful to watch with the wind created by them running or natural air movement.
Deb Zeller of Big Hair Alpacas in Ohio goes for the Wakayas.
They're amazing animals. They look like big, fluffy teddy bears, and they make you want to hug them all the time. I mean, and they're so peaceful.
This alpaca is traveling well-proportioned, nice level top line.
Judge Brenda Barboza explains that while Suris and Wakayas do not compete against each other, both breeds have male and female categories divided into age and color, so there are a lot of winners.
For the end of each color category, like male, brown, Suris, there's a championship, so then there is a reserve championship, and then there is like a grand champion, color champion.
When the Indiana and other spring invitationals are over, the alpacas will get their annual shearing. Maryland breeder Rick Stump says owners of prize-winning animals can command top dollar for their fleece.
Right now, a lot of it is imported from South America, alpaca fiber and clothing. We are getting more and more alpacas in this country, so the alpaca industry is ready. There's excitement all over the country to turn more and more of our American alpaca fiber into clothing.
And business is booming. Craftspeople are demanding alpaca yarn for blankets and textiles, while designers are clamoring for high-end sweater, coat, and suit fibers. To encourage American alpaca farming, the U.S. government offers tax incentives, but Jim Barker says that's only a small reason to start raising alpacas.
Well, I want people to get into the alpaca business because they love the animals as much as we do.
The Barkers now have one more reason to love alpacas. Their animals swept the Suri White female category at the Indiana Invitational. They'll be going on to the national competition next month. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fort Wayne, Indiana.